Dr. Randall L. Kinnison, a.k.a. Dr. Peace, wanting to give you a video and a podcast during these COVID-19 times. They certainly are trying, aren't they? And so trying to find peace in the midst of chaos and peace in the midst of a pandemic is difficult, right? And so I thought about, like, what could I share with you that could be helpful? I have already been reaching out to different people, offering things that I feel like I can do to help create some more peace. So I thought this podcast is specifically to help you, the audience, to think about, like, what are some specific steps you might take that can create some peace in your life. So step number one is control what you can control. Obviously, we can't control anything out there, right? We can't control the pandemic. We can't control other people. We can't control what they do, but we can control what we do. So take care of yourself. You know, wash your hands, use good hygiene, stay 6 feet apart, maybe even further. Really limit your exposure to other people during this time, even your family, and that's killing us, as my wife and I love our family, and I know you love your family too, but really limiting exposure to our kids who are younger and more easier to, you know, survive this thing. Hey, we're in that high risk category of over 60. Sorry, honey, I had to give away your age, but we gotta be careful. And so I can't control everybody else, I can control me. So our son volunteered to get groceries for us. So that's really hard. That's actually step number two, is like, let other people help you and you help other people. So I'm helping other people, I hope, through this podcast. Our son said, hey, mom and dad, don't go out. We'll take care of groceries for you. And, you know, that's really hard for me. You know, I'm kind of a do-it-yourself kind of guy, really independent guy, and it just kills me to think of somebody having to go get groceries for me. So I probably am not going to age well, just giving you a heads up with that. So aging is all about, you know, that transition of independence to dependence. And so anyway, a lot of us are in that situation, whether we're aging or not right now, is we're moving from independence at times to dependence. We need each other. We have to do this together. There's not a lot of choice. We're going to need, the only way we're going to survive this thing and keep our numbers low is to truly help one another and as well as be helped. So we have to do both. It can't be just one or the other. It's I help you, you help me, and together we help others. And that's going to be a critical piece of how we get through this. Step number three is self-care. Take care of yourself. Remember the flight attendant on the airlines that says, you know, put your mask on first and then help your neighbor or your child or whoever's sitting next to you, your loved one. And so you need to take care of you first. That means you need to take care of you so you hopefully won't get sick. So take your vitamins, you know, drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, be exercising. And another part of this self-care that can be really hard right now is try and find some kind of personal space so you just don't go crazy. So find a way, somehow, some way, maybe you take turns with the kids, if you got kids at home, do whatever you need to at least have some kind of semblance of a little bit of space for yourself every day, just to be quiet, just to feel like you can relax. And especially those of you who are healthcare workers, we truly salute you. You're amazing, you're on the front line of this, and whatever you can do to do some self-care and your family around you. And so that's another part of helping each other. So if you know some nurses or doctors and they need somebody to help them with their kids, help out. I mean, do whatever we can. Make sure, again, we're smart about it, but we're gonna have to get through this thing together, and we need to help our health workers. They're on the front lines of this. They're working tremendous hours and they have tremendous risk. So one is control what you can control. Two is, you know, be ready to help others and let them help you. Three, do self-care, okay? Take care of yourself as best you possibly can. And so you might even do some fun things, like there's TikToks out there. Maybe you'll do a TikTok with your wife or your family or something, you know? But just do something to keep your body moving and keep your mind kind of moving too, so you don't get crazy, okay? So another one is daily rhythm. So have some kind of a daily rhythm to your life, even though your life feels like it's upside down, try and put it right side up again. Have some kind of built-in rhythm in your life. My wife has been, every morning she's going through drawers and cleaning stuff. She's developed a rhythm during this time. I already had a rhythm with my practice, so I've been still practicing the rhythm that I normally have. It's actually been kind of even busier than I thought it would be. So I have no problem with boredom at all. And but my wife has been used to going out and doing a lot of kinds of things. And so she's developed a rhythm, a daily rhythm that she's into. I think that's really helpful. So anything you can do to create a rhythm with your kids, with yourself, with your partners, whatever that looks like, it helps you to feel like there's some kind of normalcy, right? It goes back to step number one of the idea of doing what you can do, taking control of what you can control, knowing that you can't control much of anything else, okay? The other one is stay connected. It's really fun to see what's going on out there. People are having game nights, virtual game nights with each other. People are having virtual happy hours. I know one cul-de-sac got together and they had plenty of social distance and they had a cul-de-sac happy hour with social distancing. So there's all kinds of creative things that are happening right now to stay connected. I know some of you are tremendously missing human touch and the ability just to have a hug from your child or from your spouse or from somebody else that may not be with you while you're in sheltering in place. But stay connected. I think Zoom stock is probably soaring right now. Everyone's on Zoom, everyone's on FaceTime, everyone's on Skype, and that's good. And so you can, the more you can pull in together to feel like you're not just alone, you know, maybe schedule more times where you connect as family. And here's the other thing about staying connected is this may be an opportunity for you to deal with some relationships in your life that needed to be taken care of, that maybe there's some relationships that needed mending. Maybe there's some relationships that needed some work. And maybe there's some space right now to do some of that work that can help improve some relationships in your life, in your family. And don't waste these moments that you can use and redeem for something so that when you come out of this, and we will hopefully all come out of this, I know there's going to be casualties, we know that already, but for many, many of us will come out of this. But let's come out of it in a better place. Let's come out of it with better relationships. Let's come out of it with a better connectivity with not only our loved ones, but also our neighbors. Let us know how we can help each other, how we can pull together for a common good. Look ahead. This is an opportunity to think about, like, maybe you lost a job. I'm so sorry if that's your case. Maybe your business has crashed if you're a small business owner. Whatever that might be, this could be a chance for you to look ahead, look past tomorrow, look ahead and think about, like, what will it be when this ends? Because it will end. And how can I position myself going forward that I might feel more safe? What would it look like? Many of you are feeling incredibly vulnerable right now. Our government's trying to do what it can to help support the economy and help prop things up. But what can you personally do? That goes back to number one, that control thing. Like, what can I do that I can control to help me feel more safe if this happens again? And there will be issues. There'll be natural disasters. There are things that happen in our life. And what can we do now during this time? What kind of plans can we make so that we can have a greater sense of safety in the future? So our anxiety, hopefully, will not be as high as it might be right now. I know many people are struggling tremendously with anxiety at the moment. These are difficult times for sure. But think about ahead. What does that look like? Maybe you need to pivot in your business. Maybe you need to think about changing jobs. Maybe you need to think about starting a business that you've always wanted to do. Take these moments and look ahead and dream a little bit. Be excited about what the future can hold for you, and it helps you stay out of the panic of today and helps you forecast ahead of what can be. And so use these moments to dream and to believe that there's going to be something better ahead, and then work toward those. Put it to pen to paper and write it out and think about, what are the steps I need to do then to achieve that dream that is coming to me and I get excited about? And when you have a plan, It really helps your anxiety. It helps your depression. It's not a panacea, folks, but it does help. It helps to know that there is some steps I can take that I can control, that I can do. I can't control the economy. I can't control this virus, but I can control me and how I respond to it. And then lastly, and this is to me the most important thing, I happen to be a person of faith. I'm a follower of Jesus, and I've been that most of my life, and so pray. And if you're not a person of faith, meditate, take time to just be still take time to try and let the anxiety wash over you and through you so it comes out of you. Think about praying for others. Think about how to send good thoughts to others if that works for you. Whatever your background, whatever it might be, think about times of being still. That's that self-care thing, right, again, and trying to find a space. But for me, prayer is my anchor. Prayer is what makes all the difference in the world. Prayer, I know, moves the hand of God. And so I pray that we together will make a difference in this nation, in this world, and that we will feel that our faith can overcome our fear. And whatever that faith might be for you, for me, it's being a follower of Jesus Christ. But I wish you peace, my friends. I wish you a lack of fear. I wish you that you can help, these 7 steps can help you work through these trying times, and that we can find a place of peace and security and excitement about our future on the other side of this. Thank you.